Dubai Ports World is backing out of a controversial deal that would have given it control over some operations at six U.S. ports. Today, Virginia Senator John Warner read a statement on the Senate floor from DP World Chief Operating Officer Edward Bilkey.
Because of the strong relationship between the United Arab Emirates and the United States, and to preserve that relationship, DP World has decided to transfer fully the U.S. operation of P&O Ports North America to a United States entity.
The move comes on the heels of a House Appropriations Committee vote that would have barred DP World from holding leases or contracts at U.S. ports. And joining us to talk about these developments is NPR's congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, Madeline.
Well, what does this statement from DP World mean?
Madeline, that is the question of the hour, and it really is kind of ambiguous. It sounds, when you read it, you know, that those words, DP World will transfer fully the U.S. operations to U.S. entity, it sounds like the company is getting out of the business of running U.S. ports, but it's actually ambiguous. It's not clear whether the transfer would go to an entity owned by the U.S. government or a private company based in the U.S. or even a company that DP World itself owns, but is in the U.S. So, you know, the statement also says that DP World would have to have time. It assumes it has time to do this in a way that won't make the company suffer. And other than that, there's just no detail about what exactly the company is agreeing to do here. What is clear by reading the statement is that the shots are being called at DP World by the ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, and that he or his people are negotiating with the U.S. for a way out of this crazy snowballing conflict.
And as you say, because the statement is rather vague, is that why the Senate just voted to block the deal anyway?
Well, I think that's definitely part of it. The statement came out just as the Senate was about to vote on whether to end debate on a lobbying reform measure and the DP World deal. And I think because, as you say, so few details are here about what actually Dubai's ruler is agreeing to and what will happen, the Senate went ahead and voted on that. Interesting to see, though, that even with this apparent compromise, the politics are consistently not on President Bush's side. Republicans needed 67 votes to block going forward with the Dubai amendment. They got 47, 20 fewer than they needed.
Well, so does that mean the end of congressional action?
Well, I think it depends on the details of this vote. But at the same time, this whole deal has opened up this huge can of worms about port security in both the House and the Senate. And it's, you know, that has been one of the fascinating elements of this, that there is a lot of talk now on increasing port security, on how few containers are actually looked through at the ports in the U.S., and that can be dangerous because a container is a big place to ship people or weapons of mass destruction. And so there's an ongoing debate here. The question is, if the DP World issue is resolved, will there be the political pressure to go forward with the talk about port security?
And quickly, Andrea, what does this mean for the president? He, as you said, was on the losing end of this politically.
It means that he got back into a corner, definitely, but he didn't get so far into that corner that he had to veto a congressional bill or cry uncle and look weak.
NPR's congressional correspondent, Andrea Seabrook, thank you.
You're welcome.